night on Odyssey, DLive and RadioAlbion.com. Odyssey is our preferred platform. It is our platform of choice. It is a place of free speech. It is a place where you can stream, upload videos, chat, and it has its own currency and allows you to take donations and super chats through its platform. It is also the only platform in the West that hasn't deplatformed Russia today. So they are taking a brave stand, standing against the state and not following the pressure to deplatform. So that is very good. We are also live on DLive, which is another platform that we use. And we are live on RadioAlbion.com, which is the home of our Nationalist A-Team, first Sunday of the month, PUBG stream. What is going on? Well, what is going on is that we have delayed that stream to the third Sunday of the month because this weekend was the weekend of our spring conference, which was held in the south of England. And my first question is obviously going to go out to Laura Towler. Laura, did you enjoy the conference and how was your weekend?
Good evening, everyone. As if my internet is not very good tonight. As you know, I've just moved house, so I've got one of those plug-in internet things until they set up the real internet. I'm so tired, Mark. What a weekend. I'm not going to be able to talk tonight. It was such a good weekend, but it's just so like intense and hard and like, you know, people talking to you all the time. And I was really nervous about my speech and all that stuff, but it was amazing. And me and Sam on the way home were just absolutely buzzing. And all the messages that we've had from people, everyone seems to be on a really big hype. And a lot of people have said that they feel energized and they're like, I'm really enthusiastic about this coming struggle and what lies ahead of us. So I think we energized a lot of people. I am absolutely knackered, so I do apologize if I talk rubbish tonight. But yeah, it was a brilliant weekend. And yeah, I hope that we can engage with the chat a little bit tonight and talk about everything that happened.
Want to engage with us, you can do through Entropy. Entropy is a way to send us super chats. The Entropy link will be in the DLive and the Odyssey chat round about now. You can go over to Entropy. You can send donations with messages attached and we will read them out on stream. Or you can just ask non-paid questions. So that is the way you can interact with us. And I'll be dinner. And of course, punctuating that speech, those speeches were a wonderful lunch and afternoon tea. And when they arrived, they were greeted with coffee, tea, and a range of French pastries, which were absolutely fantastic. Now, I will say this, people are going to say, well, last time you had 200, first I'll say, when you're booking venues, you can only fit in the room the number of people that you are allowed to fit in the room. And when we booked this venue, we booked a venue suitable for 150 people. The event sold out and we had full attendance. That is 150 people. We couldn't have had any more. We booked. We had capacity. Why didn't everybody know about this? Well, we did things slightly differently this time. Rather than advertising the event through PWR, through Tea Time with Sam and Laura, through other PA-affiliated shows, rather than talking about it in chat groups, rather than posting it up on our Telegram pages, and rather than putting out a big email to our 16,000 registered supporters, what did we do? Well, I will tell you. The people who were invited to this meeting were strictly sold out the event. And these new security measures seem to have worked. Obviously, after what happened last time at the Villa Elevens, we wanted to ensure that that kind of thing didn't happen again. Because although everyone had a fantastic time and although we beat our enemies that day, we didn't want to become a traveling circus. So this time we kept the invite to people we already know. And that stopped two types of people harming us. The first is obviously the left, anti-fascist organizations like Hope Not Hate, but also bitter failed nationalists who gleefully doxed our event last time before it went live. So that kept those people from talking about this, from spreading the word. Took place yet. They'll be seeing the pictures coming out. But a pretty big win to manage to pull something off at this size and scale without a single one of our enemies tweeting about it.
Yeah, it was just, everything just went so smoothly. And I remember last night when we were having the meal, we were like, things have been a little bit too smoothly. There must be a catch here. But everything just worked. I think the first conference was obviously the one where we launched. And then the second conference, we were just about to go into lockdown. So that one we're a bit, and then obviously the last one, the third one, was the one where it kicked off. So this one, there was no drama or anything. It was just a really smooth running conference, and it just went really well. And I remember when we were having the meal last night, we looked around the room and everything had just gone smoothly all day, and everybody was sat at their tables laughing and having a good time and joking with their friends that they've met through Patriotic Alternative. And it was just like, yeah, job done, it's worked. And it was just brilliant. I enjoyed all of the speeches. I enjoyed introducing Catherine to everyone as well, because she came along. She slept through most of it. We had quite a bit of quiet time as well, away in the bedroom where I'd feed her and she'd have a stretch and a bit of a rest. But she had such a good time as well. I know that might sound a bit stupid, but she was just laughing, smiling at everyone. And yeah, it was just a really good day. I enjoyed giving my speech as well, which I think it's the first time that I've actually enjoyed it. So maybe I'm getting into public speaking a little bit more now. The food was lovely. The staff were so accommodating as well, weren't they, Mark? None of them were arsey like at the Villa Levens. They were proper dickheads, to be honest. But these ones were just really nice, just like really, really friendly, and nothing was too much for them. So I just had a brilliant weekend. I'm on a high.
As you can tell, I'm also quite happy, but you can probably see by my eyes and hear by my tone that I am slightly tired and worn out. Because I can tell you this, pulling something together with 150 people in complete secrecy in one of the most sort of upmarket venues you could find is slightly stressful, but it was something that we managed to pull off. And I'm really over the moon. And first of all, before we go into the speeches and the speakers and how it was so good and all the other stuff, I want to say some thank yous, because this isn't all down to me. Obviously, I put an awful lot of work in, but there are people who help us along the way. I want to say thank you first and foremost to Sven Longshanks. He obviously helps and assists. He does all the sound work. He does the speakers. He ensures the microphones are set up correctly. I also want to thank the security team. We had a wonderful security team who came down primarily from Scotland. They were brilliant, very professional, very well-dressed, absolutely wonderful. They are there. They are dressed just the same as everyone else, suit shirts and ties. They blend in very well. They are not intrusive. People don't really notice they're there, but they're just a guiding hand to help people around and to make people feel safe. Absolutely brilliant. The most professional national security team I've ever seen. I'd also like to thank the AV team. We had several audiovisual teams who were there, not just to capture the speeches, but also to speak to attendees who wanted to be spoken to and interview. They'll be producing a vlog of the day. So thank you to both of those teams. I'd also like to thank the regional organisers who helped with the vetting process and obviously ensured that vetted supporters and activists could get there, knew where they were going and helped with all that. The regional organisers work absolutely tirelessly. We now have 58 officers up and down the country. We're growing so quickly, and this really does facilitate just a smooth running event. And most of all, I've got to thank all of the people who actually attended, made the journey. Everyone there was wonderful, well-dressed, polite. It was just the right quality of people. It was wonderful. But also, I'd like to thank the venue. The guys and girls at the venue who were serving us, who were at the hotel, nothing was too much for them. In fact, they're absolutely wonderful. I'm not going to give out the venue name because I don't want to be bombarding with abuse, but those who attended, if you're listening now, if you're watching this stream, or if you're watching it on replay, you know where you came to. Give them the thumbs up. I know we gave them an absolutely massive tip before we left, but they were really, really helpful. And they didn't impede our meeting. They weren't in the way. You know, it was just just a really smooth running day in such a beautiful environment. I think everyone was pretty much blown away. But there's the thank yous out of the way. Is there anyone you wanted to add to that? Look, I've got to also thank, I've also got Catherine. Catherine was more, I think she was the star of the show. I've got to say, I think most people were more eager to see
Bailey breastfeeding as well, so she has to be around me. But she just slept through it didn't wake her up. And then when she was awake, everyone was coming over and talking to her, and she was smiling and giggling, and she's just such a good, I'm really lucky, I honestly am. And I also made sure that she had quite a lot of time by herself, you know, so she didn't get overstimulated. But it just went really well with her. I just want to give a bit of a shout out to the people who had businesses at the conference. At the last conference, we had three of community thing, and we're in the stages, but
they're absolutely fantastic, and it's great for people who are coming to these events who want to support nationalist businesses and also want to have great produce. Because one thing I'll say is it's not just about people buying goods and services from other nationalists, it's also about products, because the products there, I've purchased products, it was really, really, really good. So shall we talk a bit about the speeches? Because I think the speeches, you know, we've been in a difficult position with speakers, because we always used to have at least two foreign guest speakers at each event. And that kind of hurt us with COVID, because people couldn't travel. But what we found at this conference, we did have some absolutely fantastic speakers, but we also had some before publicly at any event, but have come up through the ranks of PA, and they all gave absolutely phenomenal speeches. The speaker lineup, I went first. I always open the conference and give the first speech. I don't like to throw anyone on first who isn't a veteran, because it's actually the hardest speech to do is the first speech, because the room is obviously
I'll give
cold.
Over. The hardest speech to do is the one that I do, the one where you have to wait all day being really nervous and then go last.
No, Laura does the easiest speech. By the time Laura gets up, everyone's so happy, so full, so pleased with the day. She gets a standing ovation just for walking up to the podium. Laura always gets the easy duties. What say you now, Laura?
No, you're thinking about it all day. You can just get yours over with, and then you're like, right, I'm done now. I can relax. I can enjoy the speeches. Whereas I'm like, am I going to trip over my words? Am I going to go red? Am I going to fall over on the way up to the podium? But yeah, no, it's, I just want to say something. One thing that me and Mark spoke about was at each conference, we're going to have sort of like a newcomer or an activist or someone who's coming up through Patriotic Alternative, because we don't just want to be about e-celebs and people who are famous and that kind of thing. We really want to reward the people who are putting in the groundwork and who are loyal and who help our organization. So you'll find out who it is when Mark tells you who spoke second, but we've already got another activist planned for the next conference, and I love that we're doing that.
Well, so I think it's very important that as we grow, we give a platform to people who have worked really hard and come up through PA. We don't want it to be sort of like a glass ceiling kind of organization where it's only massive e-celebs who get flown in and get everything put on for them. We want to give people a bit of a leg up and also a bit of a thank you for their hard work. So I spoke first, which, as I said, definitely the hardest one to do. Then Chief Moody came second. He was obviously one of the newcomers, one of the fresh faces, and he obviously does the excellent show Mood of the Nation. And it was great to actually have him up there giving his first public speech. Then we had Lady Michelle Renouf. Now, if you don't know who Lady Michelle Renouf is, you really should. She is someone who has spent the last two decades tirelessly fighting for the rights of people who want to speak about certain historical events and are battling to be able to tell the truth, battling for their free speech. She's very well known internationally, much loved, and she came up and she gave an amazing speech and presentation. The next speaker was Kenny Smith, our admin officer. I think he probably got the most rapturous applause of the day. His speech was a real barnstormer, where he told people that what we really need to do is do something, and that sitting basically listening to endless podcasts isn't doing something. That's just titillation. And if we don't do something, we're going to be lost. I thought that was a very, very important message. The next speaker was Euro from Taysob. Now, Euro is someone who has worked tirelessly on his podcast. He's worked very hard at PA events. He has attended PA events since their inception. Met his lovely partner at PA events. They're another PA couple who hopefully won't be a partnership much longer, but will be an actual family, and we will see another PA baby. That's what I'm hoping for, and I wish them all the best. His speech was superb, and actually, that was the speech I said I enjoyed most through the day, because it was short and punchy and very funny. I think he really brought his personality from Taysob over in his speech. That was brilliant. And as with the last conference, Laura closed the day out, and her speech, well, you know it was going to be good. It was never going to be bad, was it? Laura's speech was superb, as always. So people got real value for money with the speeches. What do you think to the speakers, Laura? I think it was a really good lineup, and everyone spoke about such different topics. Every speech felt very fresh and informative.
Yeah, it was a good balance as well, I think. Obviously, we had two women and four men, people of different age groups, veterans who've done this for years, decades, and then newbies as well. And all the topics were different and people had different approaches. So it was a really good variation. And I just really enjoyed all of the speeches. Sven is going to upload them to Radio Albion in audio format tomorrow, and they're going to be going up on the PA Odyssey channel as well this week, so you'll be able to watch them or listen to them if you weren't there. But yeah, I liked them, and I liked it was good to see Chief Moody, because I know it was the first speech that he's done and he was a little bit nervous about it, but his speech was just so humble, and I think he was telling a story that a lot of people could relate to. I don't want to spoil his speech, so you can all go listen to it, but yeah, I like seeing that one.
But for me, and I've said this many times, the speeches are not the most important part of the day. For me, the day starts when we open those doors at 10 o'clock, and it goes on till about 10 p.m. or just after 10 p.m. in the evening when everyone's finished their meal. And I'll say this, during those 12 hours, the most important bits are the socializing. People come from far and wide for this event, and they make a weekend of it. And these weekends have brought together people who have gone on to fall in love, have gone on to get married, have gone on to have babies. They've brought people together who are now friends, who are motivating each other to keep fit, who are helping each other, spurring each other on to do better with their lives. And that social aspect is so important. And I've got to say this from my perspective, the best part of the day for me is when I sit back and I'm having dinner and I look out there, and obviously not everyone stays for dinner. We had 150 people there, and I think about 100 stayed for dinner. I've got the spreadsheet. I could work it out, but I'm not going to. Maybe 120, somewhere between 100 and 120 stay for dinner. And when the day's coming to a close and you're sat back and you're looking at the room and it's packed full of wonderful people who all look immaculate, they're dressed wonderfully, they're friendly, they're polite, they're decent people, and they're all having a great time. And they're all sat around these huge round tables enjoying a three-course meal. I think that, for me, is the real victory of these conferences. That's the real great part, that everyone's there enjoying themselves to the very end. And it really is just absolutely fantastic. I've got to say, it's wonderful. And knowing what those interactions often go on to lead to is even better. Because when we started this, it was to build a community. When we started this, it was to bring people together. It was to make people feel at home. The first thing I said at any PA conference was I wanted to keep out the freaks and the misfits. The next thing I said was that I wanted to create an organization where people felt at home, where they felt part of a genuine community, where they actually felt at ease, where they felt that they could come to these events, be themselves, talk freely around like-minded people. And I really think we have achieved those two goals. And I remember when we were eating dinner saying to Laura, the one thing that does annoy me about our conferences is that because of the oppression we face, because of the fact that if people have a sensitive job, they can't be pictured there, I can't stand up and take a picture of that dining room filled with over 100 people enjoying a meal, because I think if we could film that social interaction, we showed it to people, more or less everyone in the country was sympathetic to our views, would want to be there. Because when you're in that atmosphere, when you're surrounded by your own, when you see the kind of the caliber of people that we're engaging with and that are coming to our events, you just want to get on board. And the greatest advert for PA is sadly the advert we can't show. It's that dinner. It's those people. It's everyone enjoying themselves. And it is such a crying shame that we can't just put a massive montage of those wonderful social interactions up on the internet. And we can't do that for obvious reasons, but those are the interactions that make this so important. Those are the interactions that I'm most proud of. When I walked out of that room and went back to my hotel room at the end of the day, that was what I was thinking of. I was thinking of the wonderful time that everyone had and the fact that everyone left with a smile on their face. I don't think we had a single grumble all weekend. Did we, Laura? Maybe I had a grumble or two about the thing. You had a, not from the attendee.
You had a grumble because you couldn't have a fried egg with your breakfast. And that lasted about 30 minutes. I said to Marco, what did you think about the breakfast? 30 minutes later, I was like, I wish I didn't ask.
The fact is, there's several things that I have to have for my breakfast. If I'm having a fried breakfast, one, it needs to be a fried egg and it needs to be big, yellow, fresh and runny. Not snotty, but fresh, yellow and runny. Secondly, I don't want toast. I'll begrudgingly eat toast, but at a good establishment, I should be offered fried bread. Fried bread is the man's choice. Thirdly, in fact, there's a fourth I'm going to add to this. Thirdly, there should always be black pudding. I don't trust any man that doesn't eat black pudding. Black pudding is the man's breakfast. That has to be there. And finally, there is nothing worse for things with my breakfast. You've got a grumbling mark, really, haven't you, Laura? And no one wants that, do they? Because once I'm grumbling, I can't be stopped, can I? I'm like a force of nature.
Yeah, see what I have to put up with. What about white pudding? Do you like that?
I've never actually had that, but I would certainly try it. I don't think I was that, but I think I was a little bit grumbly. You say you like a fried egg too. You were with me in the fried egg club.
Yeah, and I do like crispy bacon. I do like crispy bacon.
You're not a black pudding girl, though, are you?
I will have black pudding if it's on the plate, but it's not something that I'd buy if I were cooking my own.
People live under that pressure, sometimes all year round. So when they come to a PA conference and meet like-minded people and can let their hair down and talk about things freely, seeing people happy and free, that is what truly makes me happy. And I think we achieved that, don't you, Laura?
Yeah, I just want to say something about you talking about the caliber of people that we invite to these events and not wanting that guy to attend, because we have faced a little bit of criticism in the past for doing that, and people have said that we're anti-working class, but it doesn't make sense at all. I class myself as being working class. I live on a council estate. I was born in the NHS. My mum and dad have got manual jobs. I went to a state school. It's not about just inviting rich people. It's about inviting good people. So we don't want someone to turn up dressed in, you know, scruffy shorts and a t-shirt with holes in it with a bag of tinnies, getting drunk and starting fights. That's not what we're about. But it's not about excluding people based on how much money they earn or where they live or anything like that. And at the conference yesterday, there were people there who had all sorts of jobs, you know, people who are mothers, people who are manual workers, people who work in academia, people who have, you know, work as lawyers, that kind of stuff, people who are retired, people who earn all different salaries. So it's just about good quality people, as in people who make an effort, you know, people who present themselves well, rather than just wanting to get drunk and start a fight. And, you know, people who are in nationalism because they just want to, I don't know, shout like just stupid chants in the street and that kind of stuff. We're not about that, but it's not about excluding anyone. I just wanted to make
Well, it's also for me more than that. It's about excellence. When I look around that room and I see 150 people and they're all presented, they're all dressed, you know, wonderfully. And some of the people, look, I've been obviously doing this since we started because I was the one who came up with the idea, but seeing some of these young lads who have come up through PA, and seeing the way they've improved themselves, seeing their improvement in fitness, their improvement in the way they dress, the way they present themselves. There's a guy called Tim, who is our West Midlands organizer. And yesterday, his sense of dress, he was immaculate. If you'd have seen the way he was dressed, he could have just come out of a catalogue. He looked incredible. You know, he could have come out of the next catalogue. The guy just looked brilliant. And this was a guy that when I first met him, he was quite nervous. He was shy. He was retiring. And you look at him now, he's confident. He's a regional organizer. He dresses, you know, his just sense of dress is, you know, is immaculate. He's wonderful. And this guy is a guy that came up through PA and has improved himself in every way. And that's what we're about. We are about feel less surrounded by good, wonderful people. There's no one there making anyone feel uncomfortable. And I also think that's another reason why we have so many beautiful women attending these events.
Yeah, nobody's sat on their own. Everyone bonds with people there. And I was actually just going to say that about the women. Obviously, I'm not including myself. But all the other women, just very feminine and regal. And what are the words, Mark? My brain is fried tonight. Just classy, just really.
I don't want to list words that I'd use to describe women.
Just dressed.
Not when my brain's fried.
Dressed really elegantly with the hair and makeup.
Elegant,
and
that's
good. Just really kind and friendly.
The way,
and
you see the dresses, no you see the way they've done their hair. Everyone looks brilliantly. Brilliant. And look, I'm not saying that everyone at these big street rallies is a bad person, or that everyone at these big public gatherings, sort of like your Tommy Robinson demos, is a bad person. They're not. There's lots of very, very good people there. But there is enough people there who have turned up in scruffy attire, cans of lager, you know, worse for wear, probably had some questionable substances on the megabus on the way down. And all it takes is a few of them, not only to give the media exactly what they want in terms of negative publicity shots, but also to push away the right people, to make the right people feel just that little bit uncomfortable and if they shouldn't have come. And we want to make sure that the normal at our events is a high bar. It's something that, you know, is, you know, a standard. We want to set a high standard and we want to maintain that high standard. And I don't think standards are a bad thing. It's a good thing. And as I say, for those who were at the event yesterday, I'm sure everyone will agree with what I've said. It was the best of British nationalism in terms of the security, in terms of the speakers, and in terms of the attendees. There was not a single person there yesterday I wouldn't have welcomed into my home. There wasn't a single person there yesterday I would have been embarrassed to introduce to my parents or to Mrs. Mark. It was a wonderful, wonderful event. And as I say, that's not only why people keep coming back, but why many of the people there form lasting bonds with one another. And actually, form partnerships which will hopefully last for the rest of their lives. You know, that's the importance of what we're doing. That is the importance of what we're doing. So is there anything else you want to add, Laura, about this event?
Me and Sam have made loads of friends through PA. When we moved, we got one of our guys from PA Yorkshire to help us with his van. And then on another day, another guy from PA Yorkshire phoned up and said, oh, I've got an afternoon off. I'll come and help you move some stuff in my car. Everyone's just really nice. And I'm not a very social person. I'm happy to have just like one or two friends. But since joining PA, I have become more socially confident, and I don't feel as exhausted being around people as I once did. So if I can do this, anyone can do this, because I did actually used to be quite antisocial. But I think nationalism sort of transcends like everything else, doesn't it? Like it doesn't matter that you might have different hobbies or like different films, or in fact you end up liking similar stuff anyway because you've got the same beliefs, and it just feels natural and easy to be around other PA people. Yeah, I hope that makes sense.
It certainly does. I think we're both very, very tired. It was a very, very tiring weekend, but it was certainly well worth it. I want to say something else about the vetting process. Now, I know that some people have been critical of vetting. Some people have said, oh, well, why should I hand over details? I don't want to tell everyone who I am. This isn't something that I want to engage in. But the vetting really did bear great fruit this weekend, because obviously we won the battle at Villa Levens in that we were allowed to hold our event, but we don't want to sail close to the wind like that again. And we understand people's safety and security is paramount, and that's why we built this community in the way we have. And there have been people who have been critical of vetting, there have been people who have pushed back against it, there have been some people who have refused vetting and said, you know, why should we have to do this? Well, I think the proof is in the pudding. And ultimately, to go from an event which very nearly could have been stopped by those who could just apply for the event, buy a ticket for, you know, £60 or £90, and then basically harass and threaten the venue into trying to stop it, to go to an event with a completely sold out event, you know, four months later that no one even knew about, that our enemies didn't even tweet once about, that there was no chitter chatter about from, you know, state informants on Telegram. There was no chitter chatter from bitter saboteurs. There was nothing. That's the importance of vetting. That's the importance of a community that, when necessary, can close ranks and can basically put on one of the biggest and most impressive nationalist events, you know, the country's ever seen, but without any of our enemies even having a clue that it was going ahead. And that kind of thing, to me, is absolutely priceless. And I've got to say thank you to everyone who has helped with the vetting system, whether it's the people who have implemented it, the people who have facilitated it, or the people who have taken part in it, because that kind of safe community is a must. And to know that we can call on hundreds and hundreds of vetted and trusted nationalists all over the country whenever we need to, that is a resource. That is something that is very important. And as you will also notice, since we've carried out this vetting, not only have we secured these big events, but you haven't seen Laura and Sam being attacked by Antifa when out leafleting. You haven't had any conflicts at other events or local gatherings. And I think safety is paramount. This has brought us safety and security, but it hasn't inhibited our ability to hold a fantastic sold out event. What's your thoughts on the vetting, Laura? Because obviously you have been the victim of one of these Antifa attacks. You understand what it's like to have masked men charging you in the street just because you hold different political opinions. You understand firsthand that the police are not going to help you when this happens. So yeah, what do you think of the vetting?
Well, before we had vetting, what we do is we'd go to an event, say like a PA Yorkshire event, and then we'd have a redirection point. So Antifa could sign up with us, and then they'd get the redirection point, and they wouldn't actually get to our members because they wouldn't actually get to the event, you know, where everyone was, but they would get to the people who met them at the redirection point. And at PA Yorkshire, that was me and Sam. So Sam would always say to me, okay, we're going to the redirection point, you stay in the car, and if anything kicks off, just stay in the car, don't get out. Obviously, I wouldn't have stayed in the car if Sam were being jumped by like 10 people. But every time we went to these meets, it was a worry. Is today the day that it's going to kick off? Is today the day that it's bad to us? And since we initiated vetting, we don't have to worry about that anymore, because every event that we go to, we know that we have the information about the people who are attending that day. And it's just such a big weight off your shoulders, knowing every weekend you're not going to get jumped and you're not going to get attacked. And since we initiated the vetting process, we haven't had any problems at all. None of our arrows have had any problems. It's just been smooth sailing. So it's just required. It really is required. And I think everyone was a lot more relaxed over this weekend, knowing that everyone there was counted and vouched for.
No, I completely agree. It was an event that, where everyone had peace of mind, which is very, very important. So unless there's anything else you want to add, Laura, should we do some of these super chats?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, if you want to contribute to the stream, you can do. And again, if you're expecting the Nationalist A-Team, they will be back in action this time in a fortnight from today. So here goes the super chat. Inextinguishable gave £14. Thank you so much. Said congratulations on another triumph. My particular thanks to all of the security team who had to work hard all day long so the rest of us will be able to just sit back and enjoy the event. Thank you so much. Half Pint gave £10. Thank you so much. And he said the conference was awesome. Although brief, it was great to finally meet you guys. I'm looking forward to the next national event. Thank you so much. Abby Wood gave $10. Thank you so much. And he said it was a really lovely day. Thank you both. Kiss, kiss. Well, thank you very much, Abby. St. Harrison gave £5. And he said, from the first cozy conference to the one just gone, it's been great to see how it has all come along. It's always nice to see everyone again. Big thanks to Rob D, who lent me a tie because I forgot mine, to go with my trend bucking white suit. Yes, St. Harrison did look very, very well dressed. And I've just got to say a huge, huge congratulations to St. Harrison and his lovely girlfriend. They make an absolutely wonderful couple, and it's always an absolute pleasure to be in their company. It was great seeing you guys both there. They've been at PA events now since, I think, Darren, I think St. Harrison has been there since Conference 1 and his partner from Conference 2, so great to see you both again. Stan Wong gave £10. Thank you so much. And said, the Nationalist spirit is strong. Ever so pleased to hear the event went so well. Thank you so much, my friend. We've got a couple of non-paid questions. John Tomominari said, do you know why they called Azov neo-Nazis? This one's, if you could ask, these questions are, let's keep them to the conference. That one's about, you can ask, we've got on PWR, we've got an expert on Russia coming on this Wednesday. So if you save that one from them, that would be really good. And No Tinny's Nationalism said, PA is so much better off without certain doxers and alcoholics. I think we can all agree. And I'll give the other chats a scan to see if there's any questions. 007 said, in 100 words or more, why do you feel Southern England is best England? I'll tell you this, Southern England is absolutely not best England. If there's one thing, Southern England is beautiful. Some of the villages I drove through were so picturesque and wonderful. And some of the things you see when you're driving through Southern England are just breathtaking. We went through one village and a lot of the houses had old thatched roofs. They were absolutely gorgeous. And when I was driving around, you just think they're brilliant. But the one thing about Southern England that you will notice when you are there is how overcrowded it is. And even when you're in sort of smaller towns, the traffic is just absolutely terrible. One thing you've got to say about the north is I don't feel it's quite as congested up here. What do you think, Laura? Is the north slightly more free of congestion?
I'm prepping off FC. Yeah, the north for me all the way.
Yeah, I think the nature of the south, it is a bit overcrowded down there. And I do like do like my space. I do like my space.
You know what? It's a good argument against immigration, actually. You know, people who say we've got lots of space, they usually just talk about land. I mean, obviously, all of our land that's available to build on is taken up anyway, and the rest of the land is things like pastures, mountains, forests, farmlands, all that kind of stuff. But people never talk about traffic. I mean, have you ever like gone to the supermarket in your car and the road is just completely gridlocked and it takes you 20 minutes when it should take 5 minutes? I hate being stuck in traffic jams, and the more people in this country, the worse the roads are going to get. I don't know how they expect us to keep growing and growing, because they're just, you can't get anywhere.
Oh, I completely agree. It's an absolute nightmare. If there's one thing that really, really grinds my gears, it's being stuck in traffic. And it's that kind of traffic where it just doesn't move, and you're seeing sort of one car creep through a set of traffic lights or around a roundabout. And you're thinking to yourself, we're just being destroyed and demoralized in so many ways. You know, I understand people have to go to work. I understand you have to have a commute. But when people are commuting for an hour each way, and most of the commute is just them inching forward in bumper to bumper traffic, and we're being told that this in some way enriches us and we need this, there's just so many different effects of mass immigration, and they're almost all negative. And I always laugh, because when people say mass immigration's enriched us, really the only thing people can ever talk about is food, isn't it? That's the go-to thing is food. You know, what would we do if we didn't have takeaways? That's literally all they can say. And occasionally somebody will say something about sort of rap music or hip hop. Well, you know, give or take that. You know, it's not my favourite genre of music.
Football trophies.
Have England won a tournament since?
Well, it was, you know,
I'm going to say this. I'm on it now. I'm going to say this. Do you know, one of the things I've got to say is we held that conference in Cumbria, and that conference in Cumbria, it was a massive, massive, was it after the Cumbria conference, or was it after the, camp? Because we had a PA event and it was a really cracking weekend, and came back from it. Then England got beaten by Italy the day after.
It was after the camp, because it was Amy Sharp that was kicking off about it. And she was the one that said... That.
We came back. That was so good. We came back to the PA camp and everyone had a wicked weekend. And I was lying there on my bed. I'd got sunburn, blisters on my feet from the hike. I was like, oh, I just wonder what's going to happen next. And when Italy beat England, and you knew the headlines weren't going to be about, because if England had won, it had just been shoved down our throats until the end of time that we couldn't do anything without sort of multiculturalism. But when it went against England and the homogenous Italian team that looked like Italians won, I think that to me was like it was almost like the cherry on top of like the best weekend. That was really good. That was.
Yeah,
you remember that, don't you?
It was very quiet that night. Yeah, we said exactly what the newspaper articles would have been, because all throughout the tournament they were like, diversity is going to win the cup, diversity is going to win the cup, and then obviously three black players missed their penalties in the final, and then we said, oh, has diversity lost us the cup then? And then a lot of newspaper articles came out calling us racist for saying that. Why can you say it one way but you can't say it the other way?
I think I simply said lol at the time. I think that was my post. Just a three letters. And those three letters enraged so many people. But you could see what was happening there. I made a couple of videos about this. You could see what was happening there. But that was a good weekend. This was a cracking weekend. But yeah, the diversity in Southern England is a little bit, it is overwhelming. It leads to numerous problems. We've got another super chat here. Max Anderson said £5. We do have to address this, actually. I totally forgot to talk about this. Max said, great pictures from the conference. Lots of people showing their faces. Now, this was another big thing. We actually had a big group photo of people who wanted to show their faces. And not everyone who wanted to show their faces could actually get in the photo because it was limited room. But there was an awful lot of people at this conference who posed for photos and were willing to show their face. And I've got to say, that's a really good thing as well. People are getting more and more confident about sort of coming out of the shadows and saying, yeah,
I'm very sorry to interrupt, but can me and Sam just swap for a moment? Catherine's having a meltdown.
I don't know. It depends if Sam's got any good takes to make.
I think she might need some food and stuff.
Yeah, you got to do that. But yeah, it was really good seeing so many people come forward wanting to show their faces. It was absolutely brilliant. And if you haven't seen, we've got pictures now up on social media. I'm going to do a quick post before I go to bed tonight. Hello, Sam. How are you doing? Did you enjoy the conference?
No, trash conference. no, it was a fantastic conference. I absolutely loved it. Everyone had a great time and went off without a hitch, so I could not be happier. And I think this sort of one is a bit overtired from all the socialising. Must have been hell. People.
Never have I seen before a child be more fussed than she was this weekend. We were just talking about, before you jumped in, we were just talking about the issue of people showing their faces and actually how so many people at this particular conference were willing to come out and pose for pictures and openly say, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the thing that holds people back from wanting to show their face is obviously the kind of social stigma. But I think by building a community, we're essentially eliminating that social stigma because your friendship group is made up of people of similar views to you. I know there's a number of people in Yorkshire, you know, there who are employed either within nationalism or by other nationalists. So it's like we're starting to build this parallel society that we've been talking about for so long, where it's kind of like we've got to start looking out for our own, and essentially that's what we are doing. And when you've got when you've got a support group around you, it's a lot easier to make that jump and go like, it's like, all right. And also so many people now off social media, but it's like, all right, you've got my face, but what are you going to match that to? You've got to match it to a Facebook. I don't have a Facebook. Twitter. I don't have a Twitter. I'm offline other than attending PA events. So it's like, you're not going to be able to find me. So we've got a number of people around the country who are essentially like ciphers. Like they're just completely, if you went online to try and find them, you could have their full name, Google them, and you'd have nothing. And that's essentially what distance are doing now. It's like we're not on your social medias. You're not going to be able to track us down. So obviously we've got the big group photo from the conference. I think we could have had that at least twice the size. If we'd gone outside, had a proper picture, we could have easily had double. Because I know there's people like Wes who walked past me to get to the front. Or as I was going to the front, he walked past me. I don't think he quite understood what we were trying to do. And it's like, well, he's a face out nationalist who streams and everything like that, and it's like he should be in that picture, but we got it about as wide as we filled the frame, basically. And then we would have had to go from way back in the room to get even more in. People taking a knee, people lying down. You know, we could have had people hanging from the rafters, but there's so many people now are confident enough to stand by their ideas. And I think that's the other thing as well, because we're doing good work. It's not just a case of showing up, harassing some people and throwing up arm signs or anything like that. It's like we're doing good works in our community, which then leads to people wanting to be a part of that. And when people in their community go, it's like, oh, who's patriotic alternative? Oh, it's them who cleaned up the needles from the park. It's them who cleaned the graffiti off the cenotaphs, you know, stuff like that. It's like it's with that comes confidence. And I think we've got a number of potential local candidates coming up as well, like Tony Girling. He's out with his face in his local community doing good work for his community.
Definitely. And I think the more people that do come out and show their face, the more people who will want to do that. And it builds things. It builds things. Max gave £10. Thanks so much. Said, good evening, Mark and Laura. Well done on a successful conference. I'm a southerner, but I much prefer the north. More friendly and, like you said, more space. Keep up the amazing work. Thank you so much. Now, that is the end of the chats. So Laura is gone, so she can't say goodbye. There is one other thing I wanted to talk about. Please do be aware as well, when we put on these events are not put on for profit. These are not profit-making events. They are either just about break-even, but they are, in some cases, they run the risk of making a loss, especially when you take into account the man hours put into them. When we sell tickets, tickets for these events. They just about, as I say, cover the costs of booking the hotel, booking rooms for the speakers, getting people there, bringing down a security team, ensuring that the audio visual team are there and have got a hotel room, etc. These things aren't done as profit-making venues. They are done to bring people together, to build our community, and to most importantly be a showcase of the what we can do. And you will be seeing a lot more of what we can do over the coming week, because we are going to be releasing all of the speeches. There were six speakers, as I said, and they will be those speeches will be put up online throughout the I will put in a day. Mine will go out instead of a weekly video. It'll be about 25-30 minutes, so I hope you enjoy it. But you will be able to see all the speeches up online by the end of the week. So, Sam, I'm not sure if Laura's ready to come back yet, but we are about done with the show. We said we were going to do a tight hour tonight because everyone is so tired. So, feel about the Nationalist A team being moved further into the month. Are you going to be there?
Fine by me. I think the last thing I could have done tonight is have 2 hours of fun gaming. I'm so exhausted. I bet we can hear your voice is just collapsing now.
My voice is going.
Calming down. I feel so tired. Join me and Laura tomorrow night on Tea Time. We'll be talking a little bit about the conference, but I don't want to talk too much about the conference because obviously we've got this stream and then, the conference will speak for itself, essentially, with the speeches.
The speeches will be going up this week.
Yep.
And a post will be going on the website tomorrow, on the PA website.
Oh, with a write-up or...?
Yeah, a write-up and all the photographs.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Yeah, tons of photos taken. And what an amazing venue as well. Like, those...
It was, wasn't
it? I've been to a few Nationalist events, like, years ago, and it's like, it's just every year we just get better and better. I was really pleased with this weekend and great to meet some people as well. Like Half Pint, I met him. He kind of introduced himself by his real name, and I was like, all right, cool, good to meet him. He's like, oh, I'm Half Pint. And I was like, oh, cool. It's, you know, it's always great to put these faces to names as well. And there's just so many people, everyone's so friendly. I think you mentioned the businesses earlier. I was taking Catherine out for a walk earlier and I was listening in, and the antique business is called Maypole Antiques. They're on Telegram. It's a kind of like a, here's a picture of the antique, DM me if you'd be interested in buying it. That's the guys in the Northeast. And then the Honey was Faithful Hound. I don't know if you mentioned that, but I think they're going live with the website soon.
Yeah, we did. We've got another super chat. Mycroft Holmes gave $25. Thank you so much. And he said, get some sleep. I will be doing soon. And a new Arraign Nationalism said, just wanted to say, I think it's brilliant that PA is moving away from being an East-led movement and towards being more activist-focused. The time for endless content creation and consumption is over. Thank you so much. So, yeah, the speeches will be out next week. They'll be out in a timely fashion. I think we're going to be putting up one a day. Mine will be up on Friday. I can't say when Laura's is. And obviously, normal content from us will resume from then. But it has been an exhausting weekend. And I must say, I do feel run into the ground. My voice is going. People might have noticed I've been a bit run down this week as well because I've got all the stress of the last week before something like this happens. And one thing I will say, though, even when there's something as big as this coming up, I still get my weekly video out on time. I do not miss a single show. And
you called stressful. Me on death's door, Mark, on Tuesday, I think it was. And you literally there going, and then I was going like, Mark, I don't think anyone will miss a Friday video. You know, they'll find out the conference was going on. They'll understand. And you're like, no, it's been 5 years. Constantly. It's like, I'm not giving up now. I was like, oh, my God. And yet,
yeah,
all through the conference as well, you were like, I'm to like dash out of the room to have a coffin fit and then coming back in, introducing the next speaker. And then you had cough drops, I think, by the end of it. But yeah, it's the commitment to the cause is huge.
I've got to say a huge thank you to Cornelius, who went out and bought me some Jakeman's Honey and Lemon Soothers. I have never had a better cough drop in my life because I had a bad throat. I was really run down from all the work I've been doing. I would literally run myself into the ground doing this. Then I had like this there was a bit of a cock up on the Friday night, so I had to do 2 hours extra driving on the Friday night. It took me between 4 and 5 hours to get down there because I had to pick up people along the way. And I was absolutely exhausted. So like pushing 7 hours of driving on the Friday, I was absolutely exhausted. And then when we got into the room, it was air conditioned, which for a lot of people isn't a problem, but my sinuses can't cope with air conditioning. So it kept drying out my throat and making me cough. And those honey and lemon soothers saved the day. Once I had them, I was good. So thank you so much to Cornelius for dashing out and rescuing me with the honey and lemons. They are going to be forever in my cupboard in case I'm ever get the sniffles again. I was really impressed. I suppose Jakeman's will now have to disavow me though, will they? You think?
But then you can set up your own cough drop business and make a ton of money. So it's that's the way things go.
Is it? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, I'm expecting a full on disavowal from Jakeman's by the end of the night. But no, they are a quality cough drop. I will say that. But it was a great event. It was a very long day. A lot of planning went into this, but it was really, really worth it. And the final thing I'm going to say, because I'm going to wrap it up here. I've said lots of thank yous, but I want to say this to you. If you're watching this and you're enjoying this and you want to get involved and you like the sound of it, take that jump, get involved with your local branch, get vetted, get on board. This team is the hardest working team I've ever seen. And I've got to say a special thanks to Laura because I was under the weather. I'd run myself into the ground. I was still doing my weekly videos and all this stuff. But Laura does all that with a baby on her knee. And to see Laura do everything that she's done at previous conferences, but feeding, nursing, and playing with a child at the same time, absolutely incredible. Not only is having a child there, you know, very symbolic because it's what we're fighting for, but Laura's hard work is just off the charts. That woman, I don't know how she finds the energy to do it. Most people would crack just bringing up a child, but she runs her own business, does half the work at PA and brings up a child as well. It's just incredible. And I couldn't do this. Often people do heap praise on me, but I've got to say this, Laura deserves just as much, if not more, than any praise given to me. Her work rate is immense and she's not let up one bit. And, you know, and the praise also deserves to be spread around to everyone else who I mentioned earlier. It really was a brilliant weekend. And you know what? I was part of the British National Party for 10 years and I met a lot of good people there. I met a lot of people there who I'm still friends with today. But I never, ever felt that it was a community. I never, ever felt it was like a brotherhood. And when I was walking around the conference yesterday, just speaking to people, shaking people's hands, listening to what people had to say, it feels something more than just a political organization. It feels like a genuine brotherhood. It feels like a community. It feels like extended family. And that, to me, is priceless. Because that's what we lost throughout this onslaught of multiculturalism. We've lost a lot. But the biggest thing we lost was our community. It was our bonds, our ties, our sense of cohesion. And to have that back, even if it's just for one beautiful day in a lovely location, it's priceless. Getting that back is priceless. So if you haven't got involved, if you haven't jumped on board yet, make sure you do. Become part of this because it is worth it. It really, really is. Anyway, on that bombshell, I'd like to thank everyone who has watched tonight, everyone who's donated so generously, everyone who attended the conference, everyone who's worked so hard to build this Price community. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you have a wonderful weekend or what's left of it. Sam and Laura will be back tomorrow for Tea Time with Sam and Laura. I'll be back on Wednesday for PWR. And next Sunday's stream will be the comic book movie review. My voice is really giving up now. So I am going to call it a day before I'm literally just croaking like a mad frog. Until I see you again, look after yourselves, stay strong, keep fighting, and I will see you all again soon. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.